This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
So I was trying to get a point from Joe Micheletti, but he said tough question.
Good
question.
Yeah.
Doesn't count.
Almost.
And then we got Straubinger trying to get a point for Martin on Twitter. What?
So Dan McLaughlin tweeted out, Martin does his Tony Talk every week for Danny's podcasting network. And he just said, great mind, Martin Kilcoyne, highly recommend listening and stuff like that. So Brad Straubinger goes, I think that's a point for you for the great mind. And I said points on Twitter are invalid. It has to be said on the air.
Very good.
I'm the judge. It's the way it has to be.
All right, Carlos Danger, any questions for Joe about Hibbing, Minnesota friend, Kevin McHale? I guess they are from the same hometown. Okay, enough about that hairball burns. How about some of our players? I think we know about our players. We need to ask Joe, the national broadcaster, about some of the guys we're going to be seeing a lot of over the next week and a half. Joe Micheletti is so good. Courtney D, I agree. Pierre will still be there. Splashback Deuce.
Yeah, he will still be there. I don't mind him that much.
He's nice. He's always been nice to me when we've communicated for trying to get him on the air.
I would prefer Darren Pang, but Darren was on NHL Network this morning in the studio doing some good work.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I find myself like watching for the last like 2 weeks, instead of watching anything ESPN or any other sports outlet in the morning, that's all I do is watch NHL Network now. All right. Let's see. What else there? Anything else interesting?
A lot of Bird and Barrel related texts. Everyone really a big fan of that. Oh, and 3-on-4, great interview, Frank.
Also,
that's a point.
Someone
that's
said, point. One of our texters said, great interview.
Time
for payback on these Sharks who have kicked Blues out of the playoffs a couple of times in recent years. Blues have the team and the goalie to take them down.
Wow. All right, let's see what else. Cardinals and Pirates tonight. And this is an interesting start for Michael Walker. By the way, the reason I picked him up is because usually after a guy pitches really badly, you know, he comes back and does well. What about your confidence level in Walker tonight?
Boy, I think I feel about Walker the way I feel about the rotation. Kind of wavering, not super optimistic. I mean, I think you're allowed to draw conclusions when you're almost a quarter of the way through the season and the rotation has been underwhelming. I mean, you went through the offensive players who have met or exceeded or under. I mean, the rotation, I think all of them are under expectations.
Oh, Wainwright's not under because we didn't have many. He would be meeting expectations. I guess Flaherty would be slightly below, even though
he's under.
It's had just isolated bad innings.
I mean, he has a 4.38 fielding FIP. He has an ERA plus under 100.
Could we say Michaelis because his last starts is about
I'll still
meeting
say
it?
Overall under.
Yeah, it looks like he's trending, but still, currently, I would say under expectations.
Okay, and then Dakota way below, and then who's our next?
Walker way below. He's in the area over 5.
Wow. Okay, now in the bullpen, though, we have Hicks exceeding expectations, even though the expectations were high. Brebbia exceeding. Gant exceeding.
Miller is, I don't know.
I'd say below.
I'd say below,
For his resume.
Yeah.
And then, let's see.
That's probably it from the road. I mean, from the main.
Well, Dominic Leone has been below,
he's
even
been
though
terrible.
The expectations weren't high.
I mean, Gallegos is above, but we had no expectations for him. We really didn't expect him to be on the 25-man roster this early in the season. But this has been for a team that's built around pitching, not a great pitching staff.
Yeah.
And they got to fix it.
And you think it'll be at the deadline
before, but they need to add. I don't think. And when you talk about depth, I think it's usually centered around not so much a quick fix, but someone you can insert to start every now and again. But their needs at starting pitching go beyond depth. They need a solid, very reliable starter. And that's not Gomber. That's not Ponce de Leon. That's not. I can't even think of anyone else. If you want to try to stretch out Gant or even if you want to stretch out Reyes, I'm not sure he's that starter you need to insert in the
rotation.
Just
for the heck of it, check Ponce de Leon recently. I mean, he had that terrific start here in St. Louis. And who's more attractive right now, he or Austin Gomber?
2-1, a 3.25 ERA. I know Gomber started, I believe, last night, and I think did pretty well, I believe, against the Iowa Cubs. I'll check out Gomber real quick.
Don't you think, guys, that if Dakota Hudson went out there again and got rocked, he would be taken out of the rotation, either sent to Memphis or put in the bullpen?
You have to, I think, at that point. And I like the leash that the Cardinals are giving him, you know, trying to work out of this slump and mentally get prepared for the next start. But if he has if he lays another egg like he has in the last, I think it's time to maybe tell him, hey, we're going to switch it around. Not saying it's the end of your starting this season, but just we're going to mix it up. And Gomber's a great alternative.
4-0, 2.82 ERA for Austin Gomber. Last night against the Cubs, 5 innings, 1 earned, 8 hits, but 7 strikeouts against the Iowa Cubs.
Wow. What's his whip anyway?
His whip on the year in AAA is kind of high, 1.278.
Okay.
But 44 strikeouts and 38 innings. Man, I think you're seeing the risk of, with Dakota Hudson, he doesn't strike anyone out, and you're seeing that backfire on him now. Hmm. That's kind of problematic. And he still doesn't get lefties out, which is also a major issue. So.
All right, let's take a break. Martin will join us at 11, and then the commissioner, the Hall of Famer, at 11:25. I do want to tell you about the Gatesworth Finest in Senior Living. If you're looking for a place for mom or dad, aunt or uncle, there's no better place than the Gatesworth. As I've said before, it's kind of like living on a cruise ship. Food is unbelievable. There's activities. There's movies. There's workout facilities. The answer is always yes when you call down to the front desk. We'll take a short time out. We'll be right back.